SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Henrietta. Thank you for joining us today to discuss your work Plant a Promise at the upcoming Sydney Festival. If you could you please talk us through a multimodal performance piece? You know, what do each of the parts represent? Can you tell us about that?
Good morning. So Plant a Promise is a work around the 290 and 225s. And it's basically getting people to plant a promise to country to take better care. And how they do that, that's up to them. But the work is multifaceted, so it's a dance work, it's an installation work, there's talks with scientists and land management elders, and then you have planting as well.
Each of those sound amazing. So, why Sydney Festival? You've been working this piece for quite some time now, so what's the significance of having Plant a Promise occur during this event, and more specifically this time of year, considering upcoming Jan 26 as well?
Yeah, look, it was put off due to a lot of reasons, but I guess given the opportunity, we decided that, you know, let's just go for it. And, you know, the fires are going to be happening more often, so... just revisited what we were going to be seeing anyways.
And what are the different connections that both mob and non-Indigenous mob can experience during taking in the work? Did you envision mob having a different connection compared to those non-Indigenous people, or what are your ideas on that?
Yeah, I think their stories, and what's beautiful about this work is their stories from different perspectives. So you got the non-Indigenous perspective, and then you got the Indigenous perspective. So, you know, caring for country in a different way, yeah? So I think this work looks at how maybe owning land is different to caring for land. So, you know, it's about possession, it's about your priorities, or your there's a change in the way we think of caring for country and what we have, because when you think about somebody having property, what do they do? What do they do to keep it, you know, up to date with land management? Do they go to elders to ask, you know, how they can do that, or do they just care for it the way they know? And I think with the stories from non-Indigenous point of views, it's just looking at what processes they go through to look after country. And I think I was interested in those stories because, you know, we all have tried to look after country one way or the other, or we all walk on country. We all, you know, are one with this place. But how does somebody... do that, you know, or give it more time, because it's not only the land, it's also the animals as well.
That's so good. You answered my next question about caring for country. But just one quick other thing as well, the fires. So I know your work focuses a lot on the impacts of the fires, the bushfires from 2019-2020. In what way did that kind of impact you specifically? Was it more emotional? Were you physically impacted by the fires, or yeah?
There's been times where, I lived on Stradi, and I remember we had to literally get off the island, you know. That sort of brought back this memory of how important it was to, you know, get out of there, to keep yourself safe. And I think when we look at the New South Wales fire, just how much the land was impacted, because the conversations, they may have been there between First Nations and non-Indigenous, but who takes over the leading role when caring for country. So I think that, you know, people in policy, First Nations people leading land management, you know, workshops and stuff like that. And I think, you know, seeing the country on fire, it's not just here in Australia. It's all over the place. So it's bigger than what we're dealing with here. You know, all these different places are now dealing with how do they manage the land. It's a really big question.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.